97 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off.
Take it off.
Hey. The way you move your body got me so turned up, like. Hey. So hey. Got me caught up in the moment, like.
At 7:11 in the morning, calm down, little guy.
No, he's crunked, dude. He's crunked.
Hey, little John, do you want eggs for breakfast? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like
those? Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. If you could make me some corned beef and hash with it as well, that'd be fantastic.
Over easy, please. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. We got to keep removing here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. There's obviously a delay right now. Super, super. Is we got all hopped up on Little John, and now the radio can't handle it. Anyway, folks, big news today. Is National Beer Day. Beer is good. Beer is good. Beer is good.
Beer is good. Beer is great.
So this actually marks the end of Prohibition in 1933 when alcohol was legal again. So on this day, they said no more Prohibition. Booze is open back up. Beer is the most popular alcoholic drink on the planet. The world consumes more than 50 billion gallons of beer every year. And the believe it or not, the Czech Republic leads the world.
Could you imagine that time?
What? Oh, Prohibition?
That time without beer.
Man. Dude, forget about it.
When the quarantine started happening and people are like, that was like one of the questions, like, are all the booze stores going to close? Like, I think that was the main question that people started asking. Like, well, but wait, how are we getting? Oh, okay, they're still open.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm yeah, that's still, that's like one of the one things that didn't shut down was alcohol stores, liquor stores, anything like that, because they're like, all right, we're going to need something to get through this. And besides, alcohol kills germs, right? That's why I never get sick, because I'm 90% alcohol. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Constantly filled with it, right?
It's that time of year where, you know, beer is good any time of year. It doesn't matter. But in the summertime, on a hot summer day, you just get done mowing the lawn in your shorty shorts, and you got a nice bead of sweat going down your chest, and you're glistening in the sun, and you're like, oh, I'm verklempt. I need something to drink here. A cold, frosty beer is the best way to do that.
We kind of got that taste yesterday, that hot, hot day. There was a time yesterday I broke a sweat, man. I'm like, ooh, ice cold beer.
Mm.
Went right to the fridge.
Can't beat it.
Cracked one open.
Can't beat it. That's what's nice, too, about, like, summertime is that you sweat so much that you can pound beers all day. It's made for it. And you're hydrating because there is water in beer. I don't care what anyone says. There's water in beer, so I'm hydrating whenever I drink it. So. On today, National Beer Day, thinking about all those poor schlubs that had to drink bathroom gin, you know, that was made in a bathroom back in the 1930s. Thank God that's not us. Thank God.
Toilet wine for you.
Yeah, this is great. Pretty sure there's poison in this booze, but it's all we got, so we got to drink it. We got to drink it. Happy National Beer Day. Lastly, this will anger you. Kim Kardashian is officially a billionaire. That's right. Forbes added her to the annual World's Billionaires list. Her Skims shapewear and KKW beauty line has now pushed her net worth from $780 million last year to over $1 billion in 2021. Now, I'm going to tell you, Kim Kardashian said this, quote, this is from her. This is not from me. Kim Kardashian said, quote, not bad for a girl with no talent. Don't get cocky, Kim, okay? Because just because you have, you still don't have talent. Like that, I don't know what you want us to say. You realize that the only reason you are a billionaire right now is because the world is full of a bunch of perverts and you made a subpar sex tape. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. You know, give me a second here, though. Because I don't think I didn't expect that coming from her. I must say that.
Not
I was going to expect, like, yes, I'm talented. I deserve every single thing. She just straight up said that?
But she's being facetious. She's trying to get back to everyone that says she doesn't have talent. Because according to her making that much money means that she has talent. When the only talent she has.
She still thinks she's got talent.
Exactly. Of course she does. She, I mean, And look, I've seen the tape. I've watched it, okay? I'm not going to lie. It's not that good of a sex tape, Kim, all right? So don't be... It's baffling to me that we as a society, when they look back on this, all right, in the annals of history, when future generations, 200 years from now, look back on this, do you think they're going to look back at the Kardashians and be like, I'm really glad those people were a figure of society? No, they're going to be like, what were people doing? What were people doing? They may listen to this
I've spent my life trying to avoid this person because, you know, we've talked about her so much throughout my life. And I really don't know a whole lot about her. How is she a billionaire? What does she do?
I'm going to lay it out very simply, all right? Many years ago, her and R&B singer Ray J made a sex tape, okay? All right, they made a sex tape. And I'm going to be honest, sex tape's not that good. She keeps a bra on. I'm just saying, I've seen better sex tapes, okay? I have. And that sex tape was somehow leaked. Quote unquote, Kris Jenner, the mom, released it because she is she wants to
money
be famous.
Grabbing.
She wants to be famous so bad. She wants her family to be famous so bad. That I will bet my life on it that she releases tape. And then some reason the world was like, okay, let's give these people a show. Let's just put cameras in their everyday lives. And that's just it. That is the only thing. That is it, man.
And they made a billion. She made $1 billion off of that.
Well, and then her sister, Kylie Jenner, she's the other one that she's a billionaire too. And according to her, self-made billionaire. That's right. Yeah.
It was like a few years back, like Michael Jordan became a billionaire. And I'm like, yeah, the guy was dunking his whole life. He had a lot of talent.
Yeah. Yep.
I just can't wrap my brain around it. Like, where's the billion coming from?
We never will. We never will. I don't understand it. It makes me angry. I'm not saying I want to be a billionaire, guys. I just don't want her to be a billionaire. For the fact that she made a sex tape.
Spread some of that wealth out a little bit.
She was spreading something. That's how she became a billionaire eventually. All right, that's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.